no turning back. I am excited.
Only Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back. I have decided. Only Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back. No turning back.
I have
decided. Only Jesus.
No turning
back.
I made up in my mind
only Jesus.
I've seen him do too much. I've seen him be too much.
Only Jesus.
I have decided.
So many strong brothers and sisters in Christ in the chat. I watch you all morning long as we get ready here, listening to great worship music and praying for the Holy Spirit to be with us. I see so many great people in the chat so many God-fearing brothers and sisters who have come so far on your journeys with Jesus. And I remember when some of you were like me a few years ago. I remember when we first started this, some of you had a very different outlook on things than you do right now. And I am watching your growth and your journey with Jesus as you're watching my growth and my journey with Jesus. So I want to say thank you for that so very much. It is, you know, when you give somebody a present for Christmas or their birthday or just out of love, and you see that person's reaction to that gift and the smile and the joy that, you know, comes upon them because of something that you did nice for them. And that feeling that you get, it's the same feeling that I get when I see so many of you progressing in your journey with Jesus right alongside me. And I remember some of you in here were just so lost over a year ago. And look at you now. And sometimes I think we need to stop. You know, we've been seeking God. We've been seeking Jesus for, you know, so heavy every day together that I think sometimes we need to stop and look in the mirror and say, whoa. Like, I always say examine yourself, right? Examine yourself under the Ten Commandments. Examine yourself under God's word. And you know, we do that once in a while. We stop and we just look at ourselves in a mirror and we look past the flesh and we look into the soul and we just thank Christ so much for changing us from the inside out, because nobody knows better who we were. Outside of God, nobody on earth, I should say, knows better who we were than ourselves and the Holy Spirit inside of us. And so when we examine that and we kind of take a step back in time and look and see who we were and how we thought, let me just tell you what, man, it is a blessing to remember where we came from. Home Skillet says, I was lost until I found your show through Pete. Thank you for guiding us all. No, thank all glory to God. Thank God for guiding us all. I mean, he really is guiding us all together. He really is. We're doing this together. And it's a really cool thing to be a part of. It's a really cool thing to see. And it really is church. I mean, let's face it, guys. This collar is killing me, actually. Hold on. What we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, is church. Yes, I remember too. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. My job, my joy is my job. Love your vest, T. Mitchell says. Looks very dapper looking. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. That black and red contrast. Even got the collar popped a little bit. Feeling a little bit spunky and courageous today. And without God and LFA, says TJ, I don't know where I would be. Well, yeah, I have that same sentiment every single day. It's like my journey with Jesus and my journey through the political world and doing this as a job has really consisted of all of you. Like, you take one thing out of the mix, the whole Jenga pile falls, right? Or the Jenga tower falls into a pile. So you take out you guys, my journey with Jesus is incomplete. At least as looking at it right now, not to say that it couldn't be complete. I'm just saying as is right now, you guys were a big part of that. So anyway, I just want to start out today's show with thanking all of you for that. Can you say happy birthday to my stepdaughter, Remy? Yes, I can. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Remy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Remy. Appreciate you. Yes, continued prayers for Pastor Greg Locke, who is in Israel preaching. Yes, 100%. Thank you very much. Vince Girl said, Jeremy, many years ago, I found you because of you and your program. I have become so much closer to God. He's always been knocking on my heart, but I wasn't listening. Wow. That is amazing. That's amazing. Froze again. Had that yesterday. I'm sorry, Cindy, that's happening to you. I'm sorry. You can definitely reach out to Rumble at support@rumble.com and see what they say. Race Mom says, you're welcome. Okay, so I titled today's show. By the way, guys, check your newsletters. You should all have a newsletter. I finally got one back out this morning. So check your newsletters, open them up, and then you're probably going to want to open up your Bibles to 2 Timothy today, because that's where we're going to get our verse from. And the title of today's show is Ignoring the Truth. And ignoring the truth is something that we've done our whole lives. Ignoring the truth is why we weren't Christians from day one, right? Because we ignored the truth. We were born into sin. We were born into lies. We were born into evading and ignoring the truth. That's exactly why it's so hard to face. So again, I titled today's show Ignoring the Truth. I'd like you to open up your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I'd like you to open up your emails to see the newsletter that I sent you. Now, I also put the link for today's show in the newsletter. Probably something that I should have been doing a long time ago. Because if you guys forward that to your church newsletter folks, then they'll be able to come right in. Patty says, I got my newsletters, baby. My son Elijah's birthday was yesterday. Well, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday to you, Elijah. I hope you had a great birthday. Overheard said, Satan wants the truth ignored. Well, that's because Satan ignored the truth. Satan tried to make his own truth. And we're born into that. So that is something we're going to dive deep into today. And what happens if you do ignore the truth? How is that going to come back on you? How is that going to reflect on you and the people around you? That's something that we need to remember. Off from work today, says E-Fitch3. Glad I can fully watch and listen to Rise Up this morning and join in, right? And join in. My husband and I are so blessed. We found a new church near us that aligns with both our Christian and patriotic values. Jeremy Telegram says, 3:36 show. Okay, I don't know what that means. It says 3:27 on my thing here, so not sure what that means. Anyway, it hurts me when people are too busy for God, says Ashley. Well, let's get into prayer. We're 18 minutes past the hour, and then we'll dive deep in today's verse. But I've got a very, very different and special video to start out today's show with, okay? So let's get to God. Let's give him our attention. Let's give him our full and undivided attention while we give him thanks for what we have available to us every day, which is truth. Amen? Okay. Lord and Heavenly Father, they say the truth is hard to swallow, and it's hard to hear, hard to face. But why is that? Why is it easy to absorb, obtain, commit, and be comfortable with lies? Why is it always hard to do the right thing, but easy to do the wrong thing? Well, I think we know the answer to that. And today we're hoping that you can help guide us through this message. We pray that you can light up the Holy Spirit within our bodies so that people around us can see us, see the light coming from us, which comes from you. Our very existence, our very personality, our very life in this carcass of a flesh body comes from you. That's the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, and the life. Nobody comes to you except through him. We know that to be true, so why is the truth so hard to accept and apply? Help us, Lord, today. Be with us today. Bless those that are here today, Lord. For in you we have truth, and in you we have salvation. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Rachel Hawk says, I already have your show on my website. Look at that. Talk about spreading the gospel. Amen. Tina says, praying for healing and mental clarity in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's have a sip of our Rise Up coffee here. I want to play a video for you to start the day. I have been praying for this, maybe not as much as I should have. You've been praying for this. This is something that we've needed, and this is something that I personally think he needed. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, Donald J. Trump endorsed the God Bless the USA Bible and spreading Christian values in America once again. Eli, you've heard of MAGA, right? What about MAPA? Make America Pray Again. Ladies and gentlemen, your 45th and 47th president, Donald Trump.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard, to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
What a great message from Donald J. Trump. Now, I see a lot of people in there saying, oh, he's, you know, promoting this, and you know, it's an election year, so he's trying to get that Christian vote. Let me tell you something right now. You go out there, and you put anything on the line. I don't care if it's a Bible or if it's a message, and it's Christian. You're doing more harm to yourself from the world than you are good, because Christians will always be persecuted. Donald Trump would probably be better off politically not to have done what he just did. So anybody out there thinking that he did this for political points, trust me, the things that you want to stay away from as a politician, abortion and faith in this world. Donald Trump will take more heat. He already is for doing that. The left is losing their minds right now. Even some of the right are losing their minds right now. Separation of church and state, because they don't know what it means. The fact of the matter is, he's promoting Christianity. The fact of the matter is, he's promoting God. And I don't care what capacity he does it in. If he's promoting God and Christianity and says we need to make America pray again and we need to bring God and Christian Judeo values back to our home, I'm telling you one thing right now. That right there was the godly thing to do. Not the earthly thing to do. Not the worldly thing to do. The godly thing to do. And I loved that he stepped out and did that. I love that. 100%. And I think he needs to do more of that. Because in the end, we are performing for an audience of one. And that's God. Not everybody else. He's not out there trying to make everybody else give him some kind of validation or justification. He's out there performing for an audience of one. So, big shout out to Donald J. Trump. Big shout out. Now, getting into today's message. Let's do that right now. Rise Up, episode number 323. Ignoring the truth. Ignoring the truth is so dangerous. Trust me, I lived a lie for the better part of 40 years. I ignored the truth for the better part of 40 years. And it never got me anywhere good. In any scenario that you can think of, go ahead, think of them. Ignoring the truth will cause pain, harm, broken trust, and much more. They say the truth is hard to hear. They say the truth is hard to swallow. Why is that? It should be the easiest thing in the world to accept. You already know the reason, but you may have just forgotten. Let's talk about it today here on Rise Up while we spread the gospel, not gossip. How many of you in the chat have in your life for a period of time or still today ignore the truth? Now, yesterday we had a very powerful message that kind of connects to today's message, right? And when we're talking about ignoring truth, nothing comes to mind to me more than Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing goes to the Father except through me. I'll tell you what right now, that is the most truthful statement that's ever been made by a human being on this planet. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I don't care about your feelings. There is no way to the Father except through me. You can make that choice. I'll be here with you to support, help, and guide you whenever you seek and ask for it. But if you don't, it doesn't matter to me about your feelings. This is the truth. Human beings were made to be eternal, period. Let me say that one more time. Human beings have been made to be eternal. Eli, you can leave that link in there, okay? From Kalia, don't take that out. So you're going to live forever somewhere. Jesus is not going to chase you down and try to force you to make the right decision. You don't make that right decision, then you're ignoring the truth. Period. Don't become rotten fruit by ignoring the truth. Please open up your verses of the day today if you can. And we're going to go to 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 8. I said, good morning. It's Wednesday and we still have hope. That's nice to hear, isn't it? Good morning, it's Wednesday, and we still have hope. We have hope because we have truth. Today we'll talk about truth and what happens when you ignore it. 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 8. I'm going to read it from my complete Jewish Bible. You can read it along in the newsletter. I did not take this text from the Jewish Bible, but I like to have people read along in whatever Bible they have so we can see the difference but yet understand the message. Amen? I solemnly charge you before God and the Messiah, Yeshua, who will judge the living and the dead when he appears and establishes his kingdom. Proclaim the word. Be on hand with it, whether the same time seems right or not. Or whether the time seems right or not, I'm sorry. Convict, censure, and exhort with unfailing patience and with teaching. Here's the most important part of this verse, I think, that we want to get out right in here. For the time is coming when people will not have patience for sound teaching. Basically, will ignore truth. But will cater to their passions and gather around themselves teachers who say whatever their ears itch to hear. What's that saying? That's saying that there will come a time when people will not want to hear truth. They will only want to hear what they want to hear. Now, I'm going to use this as an example. I don't want people to get away from the message and start talking about this in the chat, because I know we're going to be like, oh, look, a squirrel. But just understand this as an example. Think of all those people who run those Q channels. Like, I'm Q, right? Those people, and I almost slipped into being one of those people about 4 years ago. But I realized, I did my own research, okay? We'll just put it that way. But let's take the Q people. Those Q people that have podcasts, they'll have 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people watching them live. Why? Not because they don't know what they're talking about, not because they're telling the truth, or because they're saying what people want to hear. But yet this show, Rise Up, which is the absolute 100% proven, documented truth, no ifs, ands, or buts, no guesses, no wonders, can't get 2,000 people watching live. I'll tell you why. Because the truth is hard to hear, hard to swallow, hard to accept, hard to confront. I'll continue. Yes, they will stop listening to the truth, but will turn aside to follow myths. But you remain steady in every situation, don't you, folks? Endure suffering. Do the work that a proclaimer of the good news should, and do everything your service to God requires. For as for me, I'm already being poured out on the altar. The time for my departure has arrived. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. All that awaits me now is the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for him to appear. Are we not there right now? Does that not feel like right now? Now, I know that every generation throughout time has probably had their own antichrists, their own last day events, their own, wow, look, this is what the Bible is talking about right now. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That is why the Bible is so accurate, because it is alive and well in every single time period. Name me another piece of literature that can say the same thing. Name me another religion that can say the same thing, or another faith that can say the same thing. Name me another God who died for you. Name me another God who became flesh and was tortured like a weakling with no defense for you so that you could have what he has. Name me another God that doesn't want to be above you but wants to be with you in eternity. Name me another God that sacrificed for his subordinates or for his people. There is no other. There's only one, and he is the great I am. Name me another book. Name me another piece of literature that is alive and well in every single society throughout time from the beginning to the end. I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the great I am. There is only one God, and he is the God Yahweh in the Bible. Adonai, Elohim. There's only one son, Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua, Emmanuel. And there's only one truth. You can either choose to accept and apply the truth, or you can choose to reject and ignore the truth. And I'm going to tell you this right now. In any situation, whether it's salvation or whether it's going to work, if you choose to ignore the truth, you will suffer. You and the people around you suffer. And I can only preach that to you from my own wisdom, from my own experience. I'm going to tell you something right now. A lot of people say to me, who are you to preach this gospel? You felon. You convicted felon. Who are you, they say, to preach this to us? Even people in church have probably thought that same thing. I know a lot of people feel that way about me. But that's why I never proclaim to be anything other than what I am. And I saved something here for you that I'm trying to... Oh, there it is right there. So let's talk about this for a minute. You mean to tell me because there's somebody who was convicted of a crime and who spent time in a place called prison here on earth that they don't know the truth? You mean to tell me that somebody who's been through hell here on earth and back doesn't have the right to accept and apply the truth and then spread the gospel? You want to think that a person has been locked up or has been in prison or has been convicted of crimes isn't justified or validated to be able to spread truth to you? You think they're called, you want to call me or people like them hypocrites? Well, let me just tell you something. All of my role models went to prison. Every one of them. Paul, Joseph, Daniel, Peter, John. All of my role models went to prison. What about yours? I used to take offense to that stuff, to be honest with you. I used to be like, maybe these people are right. Who am I to try to preach the word of God unto people who have been living a far better life than I have, making far better decisions than I ever made? But then you look at who your role models are. Paul, John, Peter, Joseph, Daniel. They were all imprisoned as well. They were all convicted felons as well. And then you start to think about it and you go, wow. Maybe the broken is who God accepts. Maybe the broken is who God goes after. Maybe the broken and the beat down and the people who have lost almost all hope are exactly who Jesus wants on his team. Been hard to hear that over the years. And I'm going to tell you something too. I spent the better part of 25 to 30 years trying to prove all of those people wrong. And I wasted a lot of time doing that. Had I just embraced Jesus years ago, I wouldn't have wasted a lot of time trying to prove people wrong. You know what I'm saying? Had I been able to accept Jesus in my life sooner, maybe that stuff that came from so many people for so many years would have been turned into something more positive, right? But I can tell you this. After being locked up, after being convicted, after being persecuted for the rest of my life afterwards as some jailbird piece of trash, even by my own family, I can tell you this. I was a slave to sin, and I was a prisoner of fear. And I can tell you this, the only thing that set me free from not only physical prison and all of that was truth. I can remember, I made a song once. I made a song once where I said, it was called, Why You Giving Up On Me? I actually didn't plan on talking about this today, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'll kind of give you some of the lyrics if I can remember them. It was 3 years, 11 months, and 5 days, locked down. No hope, no roads to pave. I broke, no joke, I hold the pain. But then later in the song I said, I did it to myself and I accept that fact and I'm gonna never look back. Because for all of those years, I blamed that on my parents, on my town, on my community, on my upbringing, everything I could think of, I said, I'm where I am because of that. But then, when I made that song, I realized that I was in that situation because of my own choices. And I got to tell you, that truth kicks you in the lower gut bad. That truth kicks you right in the liver. Boom. And it makes you buckle and you go, oh, man. It wasn't them all these years. It wasn't them. It was me. That's the truth. So I said, I did it to myself and I'm going to never look back. I went through hell and back to make it right. And now I'm telling you that to make you right. Because there's nothing more powerful than putting feelings on a piece of paper, they empower you. That was the end of that song. I went through hell and back to make it right. And now I'm telling that to make you right. Because there's nothing more powerful than putting feelings on a piece of paper, they empower you. And when you can get the truth out on paper, and when you can look at that, and you look yourself in the mirror, and you look back at that again, and you look yourself in the mirror again, you cannot help but cry. Here it is all these years later, and look at me, I'm a mess. I mean, I'm not a mess. I'm actually more put together than I've ever been. But I mean, it, feelings-wise right now, I'm a sieve. I'm leaking like a sieve. And it's because you when you put yourself back in the truth, you're not crying anymore because of pain. You're crying out in joy. You realize, and I'm thinking about it right now, which is why it's bringing back so many emotions. You realize all the things that you did that were wrong. You realize all the people that you hurt. And you realize, wow, Nobody's to blame but me. And that changes everything. So, case in point, don't ignore the truth. Because the truth will set you free. It always does, no matter who you are. And once you can claim that truth, you'll be off like a rocket ship. I like what Carla says, a blessed mess. Yeah, a blessed mess, that's for sure. Eileen says, this is part of repentance. Do you guys remember when you were first saved? When you first applied truth to your lives? What that felt like? Now, yeah, you'll see me go from Rise Up, and I'll do Live from America here in the next hour at 11 o'clock. And you'll see me more animated and more worldly and earthly. It's because I'm fighting worldly and earthly topics in Live from America. And I bring in godly things as I can, but I'm fighting a worldly issue. I'm fighting a political worldly issue in the flesh in our country to save our country. But this is another war on Rise Up that I'm fighting. Now, the way you guys see me on Live from America is not the way I am all day, every day. As a matter of fact, the way you see me on Rise Up is the way I am pretty much all day, every day. However, if you go to Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time for everything. And I'm not saying or trying to justify that when I spout off and say a swear word or call somebody a name or silently judge somebody or even out loud publicly judge somebody, I'm not saying that's justified. I'm not saying that's okay. What I'm saying is there's a time for everything. And just like those soldiers who go to war for the greater good and they end up killing a human being in the process, maybe it's an innocent human being, they're not guilty of murder. Unless they're like brown shirts and they're just doing their job and killing people just to kill people. That's a different story. What I'm saying is sometimes to do your job here on earth, you've got to make sure that you're playing on the same field. So it's very difficult, you know, to go from Rise Up and then an hour later do Live from America. But what you see is what you get with me. It's the truth. There's not one time I have ever lied to any of you about anything, period. I've never misled you. I've never lied to you. I've always given you the truth. And guess what? We've lost a lot of LFA family members because of that truth. And because of my actions too, as well. I'll give you that. Truth is hard to swallow. Truth is hard to confront. And the reason why is because we're born into lies. We're born into sin. We're born into being earthly and worldly. We're born into flesh. We're not born into goodness. We're not born into righteousness. We're not born into repentance. We're not born into a faith-filled, heaven-like situation. We're born in the worst possible situation we could be born in because of sin. So we are ultimately going to be drawn to sin like a moth is to flame. That's just what our default is. It's easier to do that than it is to do the right thing. It's easier to sin than it is not to sin. It's easier to ignore the truth and accept lies than it is to accept the truth and ignore lies. It's easier. Wileaky said, truth or opinion? Both. Actually, I wouldn't say opinion. Truth or actions, the way people act. They either can't swallow the truth or they can't swallow the fact that they're acting like a child. Over and over and over and over again. Either way, there's no room. There's just no room. Not for what we're trying to accomplish anyway. Now, there's always room in forgiveness. There's always room in saying I'm sorry. I say I'm sorry all the time for things that I do wrong. I do something wrong on this show and on Live from America and in my life every single day. But you always hear me come back and say I'm sorry. How many other people that are not here anymore do that? It's because truth is hard to accept. And so is forgiveness, I guess. Forgiveness is hard to give. Mad Test says the good, the bad, and the ugly. Little David said he's waiting and wants to do his baptism with Jeremy like Jesus did. There's a creek called Elijah near the ark. Well, let me tell you this. News to come on that. We'll say that. News to come on the ark. You tell little David, just keep waiting. Just be patient. We'll make that happen, Cap'n. Too many holding a grudge because their feelings got hurt. Satan holding them. No one is perfect except Jesus. CQ says the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Why Leaky or why like I? I don't know how to pronounce that. I forgave Jeremy. Hope the same. 100%. I forgive people immediately. Let's go read some books here. 2 Timothy. If you read the last words of dying people, you'll find sayings both preposterous and profound. Playwright Oscar Wilde, for example, said he died in a drab hotel. Either that wallpaper goes or I do. Well, there was no drivel from Paul's pen as he recorded his last words in 2 Timothy. Confined to Rome's Mamertine prison, Paul told Timothy, quote, "The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Be diligent to come quickly, to come before winter." Many of Paul's companions had abandoned or turned against him. He needed Timothy's help, as well as a coat and some books while awaiting execution. So we read 2 Timothy. As we read 2 Timothy, we feel we're reading a final letter from a father to his son, giving us Paul's last testimony and final instruction. Such a powerful book. Such a powerful book. 2 Timothy emphasizes faithfulness. Paul spoke of his own faithfulness and exhorted Timothy to be faithful to his calling and gifts, particularly to preaching the word. He tells us to persevere like a soldier in the army, an athlete in the games, or a farmer in the fields. None of us knows if we'll have the opportunity for last words, but we can live a lifetime of faithfulness now, leaving a legacy for those who follow as we fight the good fight, and keep the faith, looking forward to the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give us on that day. 2 Timothy, folks. 1 minute prayer for dads. Facing our fears. There's no such thing as fear, folks, if you have truth. I can tell you that right now. Oh, Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coy, as in Wile E. Coyote. Gotcha, Wile E. Good to see you in the chat again, by the way. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. God saves us from all our fears. Dad-related fears included. But it takes seeking the Lord for that to happen. When we seek, he answers and delivers. That's his promise. Jeremy, thank you for speaking the truth. I can do so much better. You truly are a blessing to all of us, speaking the truth. I needed this today. Appreciate that. I guess I needed this today, too. Make sure you guys click that thumbs up button, by the way, if you've forgotten that so far. And Kalia, you tell little David I would be honored to baptize alongside him somewhere near the ark. But we must have patience. God will make this happen when it's time. Lord God, thank you for delivering me from all of my fears, past, present, and future. I now acknowledge my present fear of fill in the blank for you and trust you to bring deliverance. I pray that I might even become bold through prayer, the power of the Holy Spirit, in the face of my deepest fears, particularly fears concerning my children. I know a lot of you out there have a fear that your children are not saved. I know a lot of you out there don't want to leave because you know your family isn't saved, and I get that. Lean on God for that, folks. My most valued possession. I pray for my boldness. I pray for boldness for them too, Lord. May they slay every source of fear that comes their way. Invest in them, O Lord, through the presence of the Holy Spirit in their young lives. Father, deliver me from all of my fears. Be strong in me today. Tim says, what would you do if you had no fear? What would you do if you had no fear? That's a great question. That's a great hypothetical too, man. Wow. That's a great question. Thank you for putting that in there. Now, we talk about gossip every day. Is gossip truth, folks? No. Gossip is taking truth, twisting it, and telling somebody something different. It's a game of telephone. That's why we say spread the gospel, not gossip, right? Proverbs 16:28. You're welcome, Pam. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisper separateth chief friends. Ecclesiastes, we just talked about Ecclesiastes, didn't we? Ecclesiastes 7:21-22. Do not pay attention to every word people say, not even me, I guess, or you may hear your servant cursing you, for you know in your heart that many times you yourself have cursed others. Wow. Eli, weren't we talking the other day about how I bet that the LFA TV hosts have their own little chat cursing me, right? They probably have their own little chat where they're like, Jeremy's a loser. Jeremy's a jerk. Jeremy's right to the point too much. He just gets to the point. He doesn't joke around. It's blah, 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 but whatever it is. I'm okay with that. I'm the one driving the ship here. Of course, people are going to hate the way I do things. That's life. And I don't have a problem with that. In an ideal world, no one would speak badly of us, right? And we would never gossip about someone else. But the real world is here, and it happens. The best defense against hurt feelings is an intentional ignorance. The next time you overhear your name, just keep walking. Just keep walking. Lord, teach me to put my guard on both my lips and my ears. Close my ears to gossip that swirls around me. Amen. Amen. Mary Beck. The only fear I have is the fear that... I didn't get to catch that. I'm sorry. I never talk about someone behind their back. Well, I do. It's kind of my job, but I also would say the same thing to in front of their face. You know, I talk about people all day long with part of my job, right? But I would say that same thing if they ever came onto my show. So, you know. I don't do it as a gossip, but I do talk about people behind their back. I'm not going to lie. Kind of my job to do that, isn't it? To report what they're doing and what my thoughts are on them. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to that time of the show. We're getting ready to end here. It's 9:58. Just remember this, folks. The more you ignore truth, whatever that truth is, the more you're going to hurt, or the more you're going to hurt people around you. You're going to take one step forward, five steps back if you ignore truth. I can promise you that in any scenario or situation you find yourself in. When you embrace the truth, you feel so much better. You feel so much freer because the truth sets you free. So today, stop ignoring the truth. Find out whatever it is that you're ignoring. Look at it, accept it, embrace it, and apply it today and watch your life change. Folks, thank you for being here with me. Mike Crispy and Unafraid comes up next with producer Frankie, followed by 2 hours of Live from America right here on rumble.com/LFATV. Folks, keep your prayers up high. Keep your heads lifted up. You know God's looking towards you. Keep doing what you got to do to spread the gospel, not gossip. And I'll see you right back here for another Rise Up episode tomorrow, episode number 324. Until then, or until 11 o'clock today, have a great morning. Enjoy your Rise Up coffee and keep everything in prayer. See you later, folks.
no turning back. I am excited.